Time once again for the adventures of Bertha and Ivan. The continuing story of a brave woman from the small Midwestern community of Pratt Falls, who goes through life trying to find herself, even though most of the time she is beside herself. Today's episode, Trouble is Brewing in Pratt Falls. Brought to you by Fatherland Laboratories, makers of glitter toothpaste, and Das Ende, the once-and-for-all sedative preparation. Yesterday, we saw the happy Bertha and her new husband, Ivan, the man claiming to be born of Russian royalty, leave for a fabulous honeymoon in the skiing paradise of Snow Valley. Meanwhile, Bertha's oldest and dearest friend, Eunice Merriweather, was left holding the bag again as she saw her hopes of tying the knot with Ivan dashed. Another potential suitor lured away by Bertha's fatal attraction. It is now late in the evening, and as we look in at Eunice's little house on Hope Street, we find the ladies of the Hope Street Bridge Club preparing to leave.
It was a scrumptious spread, Eunice.
Yeah, the chocolate mousse was wonderful.
And the little butterscotch chickens were a delight.
Oh, thank you, Teresa. Agatha, would you like to go over to the shopping center with me tomorrow? They're having a special on meat, and I thought I'd fill up the freezer.
Oh, well, that sounds wonderful. Do you think that cute butcher will be there? The blonde with the cute mutton chops?
You mean the late Mr. Baxter?
Yeah, Bertha married him a few months ago.
Oh, silly me. Oh, well, with Bertha out of town, maybe we'll get a chance to have a date with one of those cute meatpackers.
Oh, Agatha, you're awful.
Who have you been talking to?
I think we'd better be going.
If anyone would like to stay for coffee to talk.
No, I have to take little Joey downtown for a suit fitting. He's playing a ballet teacher in a school play.
He'll be adorable in a tutu.
Oh, he doesn't have to teach ballet. He'll wear a suit. The play is about five people caught in an elevator stuck between floors with no one else in the building.
Well, of course. What about you, Glenda?
I gotta run. When Lenny gets off the night shift, he expects his dinner hot and ready.
You don't sound like a liberated woman to me.
Oh, I don't know. He gets a TV dinner. I just take it out of the tray, slap it onto a plate, and dump it into the microwave. Besides, his dinner's waiting for him when he gets home. I'm not.
You're not?
No, I go right to sleep.
It doesn't make much sense to be married then, does it?
Oh, I'm afraid I just couldn't explain that to a single girl now, could I?
We'll be married someday.
Of course you will.
I think we'd better get running.
Yeah, we'll let you two unmarried ladies chat if you like.
Goodbye.
Good night.
That Glenda Wandhouse. We can't help it if we're not married yet.
Eunice, can you keep a secret?
Why, is there something wrong?
Oh, I've got to tell someone, and those two biddies gossip so much.
You've never seemed to notice before.
I'm having an affair.
You what?
Yes, isn't it delightful?
But Agatha, how? I mean, I see you all day. You don't have time.
You don't see me all night.
Who is it?
I can't tell you. He's married.
Married?
Yes, and he's wonderful.
Well, I'm very happy for you, Agatha.
Oh, we'll be able to talk all about him tomorrow. I'm supposed to meet him on my back porch in 20 minutes. Oh, I want to freshen up, slip into something comfortable.
Well, congratulations, I guess. But he's married.
Yes, and he's simply wonderful. I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, Agatha.
Yes?
No, you go on.
Is something wrong?
No, I'll see you tomorrow morning.
Oh, I hope I'm not too tired.
Oh, I wish someone could have stayed. I just wanted to talk. I need to talk. The church runs that hotline. Maybe I should call and see if they want to talk. Now, where's that number?
Hotline, hold, please.
Hold?
Yeah?
I'd like to talk to someone.
Sure. Drug problems, gay counseling.
No.
Divorce, alcoholic?
No.
This isn't a suicide prevention call, is it?
No.
Then what do you want?
I just need to talk to someone.
Hold on.
But, hello?
I'm back. Now, what's the problem?
I don't know.
I can't help you if you don't know what the problem is.
But this is the hotline.
That's right.
Can I just talk to someone?
Oh, you want a rap line.
A rap line?
To talk to someone.
Yes, yes. Do you have a rap line?
No.
Oh.
You might try information. Phone's ringing. I gotta run.
Well, thank you. Hello? Oh.
Information, and I don't have any more ideas.
I beg your pardon?
I told you I've already said everything I can think of. Now leave me alone.
What?
Oh, you're not the same lady.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry. This woman has been calling up all night asking if I knew something really rotten to do to someone if you hated them.
And they called you?
Lady, people call information for cake recipes, to check spelling for their kids' homework, and to cuss us out. They're going to have to change the name or something. Can I help you?
Oh, if it's not too much trouble.
Go ahead.
Well, I would like to get the number for a rap line.
What kind of rap line?
I beg your pardon?
Suicide, religious problems, depression, alcohol.
Yes.
Yes?
Depression.
Rap 51-055.
Oh, thank you.
Rap line.
I'm depressed.
Hold on.
Mommy, looky.
Timmy, your teeth are so bright and sparkling.
And I didn't have any cavities either.
I'm proud of you, Timmy. That's the best checkup you've ever had. We owe it all to new fluoride formula glitter.
Glitter is the toothpaste that whitens and brightens teeth instantly. Glitter's exclusive formula of volcanic pumice and aluminum chips fortified with fluorides fights cavities and guarantees good checkups every time. Make your teeth fitter with Glitter. The Surgeon General warns that metallic abrasive toothpaste should not be used orally or by young children.
This is Farrington Edwards Collier for Fatherland Laboratories. Do you have difficulty getting to sleep at night? Do the pressures of everyday living nag at you well into the wee hours? Then you need Das Ende, the gentle but firm sedative preparation from Fatherland Laboratories. In powder or handy tablet form, Das Ende's patented formula acts quickly and efficiently on your sleep control center to bring a lasting, well-disciplined slumber.
Das Ende.
Das Ende, the once-and-for-all sedative preparation that's firm and gentle. And now Somno Plus, new from Das Ende for those very stubborn, discipline-resistant sleep control centers.
Eunice Merriweather, Bertha's dearest friend, has called the rap line to discuss her sagging spirits, and a familiar voice answers the phone.
Hi, depression counselor here. Can I help you?
Yes, I was just wanting to talk to someone, and I was given this number.
Right. What's wrong, or what do you think is wrong?
Well, my friends are married. My dearest friend gets married two or three times a week, it seems. Even the neighborhood gossip is having an affair.
And you feel left out.
I feel lonely.
I see. Hey, your voice sounds familiar.
So does yours.
Say something else. Why did you ask for the depression counselor?
Well, I felt bad, and it wasn't until the lady said depression that I realized I was depressed.
Eunice? Eunice Merriweather?
Who? Miles? Dr. Miles Knickerbocker.
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How have you been?
Never better.
Oh, that's nice.
Haven't seen you since I had to do the autopsy on Bertha's actor husband. What was his name?
Wendell.
Yeah, Wendell. Did you ever find out why he was wearing that garter belt?
No.
Uh-oh.
What's wrong, Dr. Knickerbocker?
I think I made a little boo-boo.
Oh, what's that?
I wasn't supposed to say who I was.
Oh.
The value of a rap line is the caller's anonymity. It's easier to talk to a total stranger that you don't have to maintain convenient psychological games for continued contact.
Well, that makes sense.
I just ruined it for you.
Oh, don't worry about it, Dr. Knickerbocker.
I do feel bad. I volunteered here to take care of people who call in for help.
Well, I don't mind.
I simply wasn't doing my job. But when I recognized your voice, I hadn't heard from you in so long.
I understand, Doctor. I don't mind, really.
Boy, I feel like a real heel. I've let you down. There's no other counselor available.
It's all right.
No, you needed to talk to someone, and I was so involved with my own petty curiosities. How you were, how Mrs. Bliss was.
Romanoff.
Romanoff?
Bertha's name is Mrs. Romanoff now.
Hey, she does get around, doesn't she?
Oh, she's been married several times in between.
Really?
Yes, she's been Mrs. Hardtack, Mrs. Slowpath, Mrs. Ingersoll, Mrs. Running Hawk, and, oh, there's another name I just can't remember.
She's a busy girl, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
I'm really very sorry, Eunice.
Oh, that's all right.
If you call me tomorrow, I can recommend a private therapist.
Therapist?
Well, I'm the only counselor here, and it wouldn't be proper for me to try to help you, us knowing each other socially and all.
Oh, it's all right with me.
No, it's not ethical.
But I...
Call me tomorrow, and I'll give you a referral. Nice hearing from you again, Eunice. Say hi to Bertha for me. Bye.
But I just wanted to talk to someone. What's wrong with me? I've never been this low before. And maybe Dr. Knickerbocker is right. Maybe I should see a therapist. There's this awful feeling inside me.
Maybe I should see a psychiatrist.
And in the offices of the Pratt Falls Municipal Bell System.
I told you, lady, I don't know any other dirty tricks.
You don't have to know them personally. Have you heard of any really juicy tricks?
Well, my brother put some doggy do on the manifold of his buddy's car when he got married. Mm-hmm. They never did get used to that smell.
Oh, that could be very appropriate. A honeymoon gag.
Look, I've got other lines ringing. I've got to go.
All right.
And, lady?
Yes?
Don't call back.
Well.
Idiot. Information.
Yes, I'd like the number of suicide prevention.
So would I.
Please?
I should have given that other woman the number for suicide encouragement.
Hello?
I'm looking.
I'm sorry to bother you.
Pratt 95150.
Let me get a pencil.
You're welcome. I need a vacation. Information.
And so Eunice Merriweather is reaching out for what? What is the uneasy feeling she senses creeping up within her? And Sybil is asking for suggestions for dastardly things to do to our Bertha. And what of our Bertha? Is her honeymoon with the handsome Ivan Romanoff going as she expected in the paradise of Snow Valley? Join us tomorrow when we will hear Bertha say,
"Help! Oh, someone please! Help me! Oh, it's so cold. Poor Ivan. Oh, help!"
Tomorrow on the continuing adventures of Bertha and Ivan, this is Farrington Edwards Collier speaking.